You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Chris Pearson, who is Executive Director of the Mid-Michigan affiliate of Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Good evening, Chris. How are you?
I am great, Cheryl. Thank you so much for making me one of your friends.
Well, I love that. Of course, you and I have been friends for a long time. Worked together over many, many years. So I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you about the event coming up this weekend. And first of all, how much do I love downtown Lansing all pink?
Isn't it amazing? The downtown Lansing businesses and downtown Lansing Incorporated have done an amazing job really partnering with the great things that Komen is doing in the community and just really trying to showcase the wonderful stores, restaurants, and everything that downtown Lansing has to offer.
Well, it's truly stunning. I'm right now on the website looking at downtown, and pink happens to be one of my favorite colors, and it certainly has an important place in your life as well. How long will all the pink and the ribbons be up?
They will be up at least through Monday. I know that the storefronts are decorated, and you can actually take a walk downtown, down Washington Square. Actually, visit the Downtown Lansing Incorporated website first. It's lansinginthepink.org, and see which businesses are participating, and you can vote for your favorite storefront. And I believe the ribbons will stay up until sometime next week.
Well, and I love that in part because the Race for the Cure is this Sunday, and we need it to be decorated for race day, Sunday at the Capitol. Tell us about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in Lansing this year.
This is our ninth annual race, and it's our primary source of revenue for what we do, which is investing money in the community. Up to 75% of all of our net proceeds throughout the year, whether we raise it or someone donates it to us, go back out into the community, whether it's through our own local mission programs or through nonprofit organizations that we fund to support mammograms, breast exams, survivorship programs. And over this past year, because of events like Race for the Cure, we were able to fund $430,000 in community-based programs for those women.
That's an astounding number.
It is. And we're so, so proud and very honored to be able to do that and to make that impact.
And since we're talking about numbers, the numbers of people, not just women, of people that will participate in the race this year, let's take a look at your registration so far and what you know from past years.
Well, right now we are over 4,800 in registrations, and that's online and what's come in the mail. We're absolutely on track to hit our numbers of participants, and even more than that, we're ahead when it comes to donations, which is in our economy. I was listening to your show earlier. You know, we know we live in Michigan. Things are not easy, but they seem to just work out when it comes to fighting breast cancer and supporting Komen and the work that we're doing.
And you've known this. I mean, being so active in this community for so long, in Mid-Michigan always it needs a round of applause, because when people ask for help in Mid-Michigan, people donate. People open their pocketbooks.
It's so incredible. Actually, our largest community team, which is, you know, some friends and family, have raised over $12,000. And every day we see that from those people that you really wouldn't expect that they might be able to. So I think that connection to the cause and the magnitude of how breast cancer impacts everyone we know, it really shows when people step up and make that donation.
And some progress being made on the fight against breast cancer?
Absolutely. Never enough, and never fast enough, in my opinion, but every day we're hearing news about new research, new treatments that will extend life or improve life for those women that are diagnosed. And I know that Komen is working with researchers to really try to find better screening than mammograms. Mammograms are what we have, and they're good, but we know that they're not perfect. At that same time, women need to get them. They need to not be afraid, but Komen is definitely working with researchers to try to find better screening methods.
And we all know the earlier detection, the better the chances.
That is what it's all about, and it was really interesting. I was at dinner with some of my husband's colleagues last night, and we were talking about Komen and what I was doing, and his doctor friend said, Chris, what is the most important mammogram? And I thought, I said, is that a joke? Or like, is that just kind of, you're quizzing me or something? And he said, no, what is the most important mammogram? And I thought about it for a second, and I said, your first one. And that's really it. So you want your first one to be nice and clean and clear, and then you've got a benchmark there. So, and your first one needs to be, you know, when you're 40, unless you've got family history or some other issues after talking with your doctor. So, you know, and you can't just rely on one thing. You need to know your body and what's normal for you, and you need to go to the doctor. So all of those things are really important, and early detection really is the key to living a long life.
Okay, let's get down to the specifics of the race day. Playmakers, of course, huge partner in this endeavor.
Huge partner in this endeavor.
You can still go and register.
You can register online through 11:59 p.m. tonight, so I encourage people to do that. So our website, www.comanmidmichigan.org, all spelled out, and tomorrow, after midnight tonight, our online registration system is closed. So the rates will go up $5, and it's sort of been an early registration discount, so you'll be able to register in person Thursday through Saturday at Playmakers, and then again on race day on the lawn of the Capitol.
Well, and all kinds of teams are put together, but you don't have to have one. You can just...
You sure don't. No, it's, and we saw someone with 17 sort of friends that were coming and that decided, okay, well, I'll put my team together. But it's for young and old, and we're expecting about 6,700, which is on target for where we were, probably 400 breast cancer survivors, and that's a very, very, very emotional and impactful ceremony that we have. A couple more highlights. The actual event itself starts, the shotgun starts, is at 2 o'clock, but a lot of activities begin around 12:30. So kids races, all the kids that participate that are under 12, you know, get a medal, and we'll have our survivor procession around 1:30, but at 1 o'clock our ceremonies start, and that will be a very emotional time, and we'll recognize and just show the support to those wonderful breast cancer survivors. And Coach D'Antonio and his wife Becky will be down there, and so will Sparty. And we're also going to have an American Idol top 12 men finalist. He's not on American Idol anymore, but from this season, Tim Halperin.
Oh, sure.
And he wrote a song. He went to TCU, Texas Christian University. So he'll be there to sing to our breast cancer survivors as they walk up the Capitol steps.
Well, very good. Chris, it's an amazing event. I love the added pink downtown. The Capitol lawn is sure pink on that day. And it's a great fun event for a great cause, very emotional and inspirational as well. Thank you for your time this evening. Thank you very much. Thanks so much. Chris Pearson, Executive Director, Mid-Michigan Affiliate of Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.